I'm surprised when I watch videos that are labeled Beginner's Guide to Keto, and then the person doing the video starts off by saying, I do keto on and off. Because in my mind, if I do keto on and off, am I really the person who should be giving you advice on doing keto or beginning keto? Or hello everyone, welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet. I'm a psychologist in the West Island of Montreal, which is in Canada. And I make these videos because I want people to understand that your mental health and your physical health come together to make your overall well-being. And I feel like when we have good information, those things come together better. I want to start off by saying that keto is a lifestyle that helps you to manage your health, not your weight. So when I see people say, I do keto on and off, I feel like it's like you're saying, I care about my health on and off. The reason I say this is because keto is such a drastic change from the standard American diet. And almost every doctor that I've ever spoken to or seen speak about the standard American diet, standard Canadian diet, has said the same thing, that this diet is a recipe for obesity and heart disease. When we do keto, you get used to eating high fat. The big issue that I have is that when you get used to doing something, you keep doing it. So when you get off of keto, you are not opposed to eating high fat, but you're not on keto anymore. And now you're allowing high carb in. High fat and high carb is the standard American diet on steroids. High fat, high carb is the best way to gain weight. High fat, high carb is the best way to be ill. When we do keto and allow ourselves again to be okay with high fat, we have to be very careful that we plan to stay on keto because when we go back to eating standard, we don't tend to drop the allowance of high fat. When I hear people say I'm on and off keto, it just strikes me as someone who's saying, oh, I finally quit smoking, but then I'm going to get back on in a few months, and then I'm going to quit it again, and I'm going to get back. Like, there's certain things that we just wouldn't see as normal. We wouldn't see as healthy. We wouldn't encourage someone else to do. We wouldn't encourage someone to take all the time, energy, effort it took to quit smoking and then say, yeah, and just start in a few months. But we invest time, energy, and effort into becoming keto adapted to go off. I do have to say that there are so many doctors that say that keto is too hard for people to do. And although I don't agree with them, I feel like when I watch videos where they say I'm on and off keto and it's okay, they're making that doctor's point very clear. Because that doctor, really what they're saying is that they don't want people ingesting large amounts of fat and carbohydrates, that is super dangerous. And we live in a society that's already pushed for low fat. From a very, small point of view, I can understand why the doctor would say, oh my God, stay away from the ketogenic diet because eventually you're going to eat carbs again and then you're just going to be all screwed up. And when I hear people say, I'm on and off keto, that's what I hear. It's really difficult to say that I'm gonna be able to jump back and forth and manage all of that well, if I couldn't maintain one, what makes me think I'm gonna be able to maintain two and keep them so perfectly separate? If you don't believe that you can do a ketogenic lifestyle and stick with it long term, it probably is better for you to just not do it than to get used to and allow yourself to eat high fat, knowing that at some point you're going to reintroduce carbs, and now I'm used to eating high fat, what's going to happen there? Am I really going to just say, like, oh, so this week I'm only doing this and that? And even at that, what do we know is that when you start reintroducing carbs, and then your body has this ability when you reintroduce carbs to push you to have carbs, that even when you're going to try to go back to being ketogenic again, there's a high chance that you're still going to pull in the carbs. It's okay. From point of view of doing the thing that's healthy for yourself, from the point of view, which is again, carbohydrates raise our insulin. Insulin is the hormone that causes us to store fat. When you have too many carbohydrates in your blood, which are toxic, your body tries to get rid of them and stores them as fat. You're working really, really hard to become ketogenic, to manage your weight, to manage your metabolic issues, to turn around and then stop doing what you're doing to do a carb-based diet for a while, to turn around and come back, that is yo-yo dieting. It's planned out yo-yo dieting, and we know that yo-yo dieting doesn't work. So a planned yo-yo ketogenic diet still won't work. It's important for us to be very clear what we're trying to accomplish. The other thing I want to point out is that, so I'm a beginner and I'm coming to this video to find out how do I do a ketogenic diet. And the first thing I find out from this person is, oh, you're on and off. And if I had any hesitation that I could do this long term, you've just given me this out that, oh, I don't need to do it long term. I can go on and off like you. Now, let's imagine for 5 seconds that you can actually go on and off and you have no issues whatsoever. Doesn't mean that that's going to work for me. If I'm a person who struggles with carbohydrates, every time that I allow myself to come out of ketosis, how long will it take me to get back in? So what will the effect of a cheat day or a cheat meal or be on me? Everybody's different. So I just want people to be careful when you're trying to figure out what you're doing, that the sources of information that you're going to are saying things that are healthy and make sense for what you're trying to accomplish. Because if you're looking to change your lifestyle to a ketogenic lifestyle, because remember what we talked about, and I'll link that video there, a diet just means what foods do I fuel myself with to produce the body that I'm producing and to have the energy I need. Right? Your diet, you need to look at long term, because whatever you choose to eat, you need to love it and you need to be able to do it long term. Otherwise, you shouldn't do it. So if I'm that person that I struggle with carbs, but I'm watching this video and the person's telling me, well, I'm on and off keto, then I get this impression that I can be on and off keto. And so I'm doing well for, I don't even know how long I get off. I'm going to go through the keto flu again, because if I'm a person that struggles with carbs, that's going to hit me hard. I'm going to go through keto flu again. I'm going to go through all the difficulty of withdrawal and et cetera again. Will I make it back in the second time? Okay, then if I, how many times would I do that to myself? At what point do I have to say, is this worth the energy and effort? And then if I decide it's not worth the energy and effort, do I lose all the gains that I put in? Because when you go back to a carbohydrate lifestyle, you have to deal with the results of eating carbohydrates. Not everybody comes to keto because they are trying to lose weight. And so there are a good number of us, myself included, who came to keto because of metabolic issues that were about inflammation and body pain, etc. And so the other thing to keep in mind when you're watching videos of people who are on and off keto is, what was their reason in coming to keto? Because I feel like for those of us who got here because of like physical pain, who got here because of inflammation and just reacting poorly to certain foods, so grains and some certain vegetables, when you find out that those vegetables is what's causing your physiological pain, and then there's this idea put in front of you that, well, you could do keto for a period of time and then stop, and when you actually engage that, which I accidentally engaged because I didn't know that a food was affecting me, the other part of this that I'm going to put out there to you to think about, the pain that I live because I accidentally ate a starchy vegetable, it's very intense. And would I do it again? No. So have I ever gone over my 20 and felt like achy and bad the next day? Yeah. There are certain of us where the carbohydrates actually cause physiological repercussions. So again, I question when people talk about going on and off keto as if it's something that everybody can do. Maybe there are some, like I said, that can do it back and forth with little to no repercussions. But would I suggest it? At the end of the day, even if you're only doing, even if you're doing keto for weight loss-ish reasons, that's still yo-yo dieting. Yo-yo dieting is not healthy. The true benefit of a ketogenic diet is being healthier. The true benefit of a ketogenic diet is solving metabolic issues. So when we're looking at health, we have to ask ourselves the question, when I'm fueling my body for health reasons, Is there a place for cookies, chips, ice cream, candies when you're fueling your body for health reasons? I don't believe there are. Now, people are going to say, oh, but it's fun to eat these things. Absolutely, it can be fun to eat those things. And then we live the repercussions of having eaten them. So everybody's different. Again, you need to ask yourself, is it worth it to me that I will eat this fun food, but then live the repercussions of eating them? Whether it's weight gain, whether it's metabolic issues, whether it's pain, is it worth it to you? For me, I've decided it's not worth it. But everybody has to make that decision for themselves, right? You have to live it to know, what am I giving up? More recently, we've actually learned that there's a large number of people on the planet that are living lives without vegetables at all. This doing carnivorous diets. Again, it comes back to this idea. We struggle so much between the standard American diet and a ketogenic diet, or the standard American diet and low fat, high carb diet, standard American diet versus paleo diet. We struggle so much to be able to accept that perhaps there are foods that really shouldn't be in our diet that we've allowed into our diet because of socialization, because of social pressure, because of ignorance. Regardless of the reason that we've allowed those foods in our life to begin with, do we keep them there? Do we continue to eat these foods that are harming us? There are so many people who are living a carnivorous lifestyle, which means they're not eating cookies, chips, they're not eating any processed packaged foods. They're eating meat and meat and meat and eggs and fish and meat. And they're doing absolutely fine. Do we really need these foods? I believe the answer is no. What do you believe? I'm going to give you the true beginner's guide to the ketogenic lifestyle. And really, it starts with the next time you eat a meal, focus on the protein and the fat. Any vegetables that you do eat should be non-starchy. Eat your salad with full fat dressings. All foods that are high in carbohydrates should just absolutely be avoided. This includes fruits and grains and most legumes. If you eat dairy, focus on the high-fat dairy with minimal carbs. Keep your daily carbohydrate intake under 50 grams of carbs per day. If you're the kind of person that has a very active lifestyle, you can be closer to the 50 grams. If you're the kind of person that has a very sedentary lifestyle, you might need to be closer to zero. For myself personally, I keep my carbs at around 20. I do find that there are some people who react more to carbs than others. I react to carbs, that's for sure. To starchy carbs especially, I react big time. I used to react more to dairy. Lately, I found I've been better, but starchy carbs push my buttons. You're not going to know where you fall unless you take the time to notice where you fall. So, but stay under 50 for sure. And closer to zero, the better is where I see it. There are some days that I might eat 5 grams of carbs in a day just because that's how it played itself out. There are some days where I eat almost the full 20. It really depends on the meals I make. It really depends on the snacks I decide to have. It really depends on where my attention goes. But I keep my carbs under 20 most days. Under 50 all the time. I think the highest I've ever gone myself was 32. So, and that was over the holidays. So, you need to see how you feel, see how your weight reacts, see how your inflammation reacts, see how your water retention reacts. All of these things are going to influence whether you keep your carbohydrate number lower or higher. I hope you understand that it's your health. It's important for you to take it seriously. You're the one that's going to feel good, or you're the one that's going to feel bad if you don't take it seriously. It's important to take the time to understand how food is affecting you. I can tell you that I didn't think at this age I'd be just now finding out how food was affecting me, but I'm so happy that I did. I really hope you found this video helpful. If you did, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel and click the bell so you'll know when I make my next video. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, and I will talk to you next time.